Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever for Beverly Nadler, her fabulous daughter, Dr. Denise Nadler, a.k.a. Ariana, who is an amazing songwriter and songstress. And we all want this to be the best year ever for all our friends, our family, and loyal listeners worldwide.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower, with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into joycebarryandfriends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is joycebarry.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner. And then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever.
And that is a technical issue, folks, as we're waiting for our famous Rocky music to start. And so let's try it one more time. No, it's not happening. Oh, don't you just love these technical difficulties that ensue? Folks, that's what the show is about today. Happiness is a choice. What do you choose? So many things get in the way of us being happy. Certainly, the computer going crazy like it is right now is one of those things. And people that don't show up, people that stand you up, people that betray you, people that aren't loyal. I don't mean to start the show with negativity, but that's why this show is so important today, because you choose happy, to be happy. It's not what happens to you. It's how you deal with what happens to you. So that's why the show is so very, very important. I just have a feeling all these buttons I press for great uplifting music, they'll all start playing at the same time. So happiness is a choice. What do you choose? We have choices. We have voices. Choose to be happy and inspire others to do likewise. Voltaire says, I choose happiness because it is good for my health. I choose Beverly Nadler to be my best friend because that's good for my health, and to be with us right here, right now. Welcome to the show, Beverly. Thanks for jumping in.
Well, it's my pleasure, Joyce. You know, we had such a wonderful show yesterday called Choose Happiness. It was excellent. I mean, we both not only loved it, but we gave so much wonderful advice, and there was so much more to say that that's what we're going to do today, give people additional thoughts on happiness, because it's something that actually began being researched very recently. It actually started in 1998, which is ridiculous when you think about it. All that the researchers were looking for is what makes people unhappy. But now, finally, they're looking for what makes people happy, and there are tons and tons of books that are out. And, you know, a lot of them repeat the same things. But, you know, people have to hear something many times before it finally clicks. So even if it's the same thing, yeah, I saw that before, I read that before, at one point you say, you know what, I'm actually going to do that because I think it'll make a difference. By the way, there are happiness clubs throughout the world. And the first one was started in 1999 in Fairfield, Connecticut. And the reason I mention that is because I happen to live in Fairfield, Connecticut. And the person who began the first club, that's where he came from. And you can look online and you can see where the clubs are. There are many countries besides the United States. And you go to one of these clubs and you can't help but being uplifted because everybody's there for the same purpose. They want to be happy. And it is a choice. It really, truly is. In fact, it's a skill. You can develop the skill if you don't have it. It's like, oh, I'm not a good driver. I don't know how to drive. I don't know how to play golf. Well, you learn the skill. But if you're not naturally happy, and many people are not, there's something we're born with is kind of a set point of happiness, and it's different for everyone. If you're not, but you want to be, you can choose to develop the skill.
First of all, never, ever heard of a happiness club. Oh, my goodness, I can't wait to research that and see where they are. What a great idea. And you're saying other countries have it as well. That is definitely something I will look into. Really, really special. You know, today we hear so much about depression and upset and frustration and aggravation. My God, a club to be happy. That is really fabulous, and I will definitely look into it. Beverly, I believe you have some tips on how to be happy. You're a health guru. Tip away, tip away.
Well, first I want to mention there are many things on the outside that we can do to give us happiness in the moment. And those things are important because each time we do something that gives us happiness in the moment, we are retraining our brain. But it dies. Whatever it is that you've done, whether you, even when you get a raise or some wonderful event, eventually that feeling, it goes. It's up to you to decide, you know what? Even though I don't have that great thing that's motivating me now, I choose to be happy. And you can remember, you can think about the things that gave you happiness, that give you happiness, and focus also on the things you love and the people that you love. And every time you do this, it's an interesting thing. When you focus on things that make you happy, things that you love, things that you're grateful for, things that you're thankful for, that you appreciate, when you do that, you're doing something that a lot of people say, I want to know how to change the world. Folks, that's how you change the world. We're all connected. Everything is in this universe is all a field of connected energy. And the more you radiate positive energy because you decided to be happy, just that automatically is allowing you to contribute to making this a better world, to hope, give hope to people, to help others overcome their pain and suffering, because many people, they don't listen to this show, they don't do other things, they don't know it, but just your vibrations, just in being important to you, just know that when you're happy, you are literally helping to change the world.
And I know how big that sounds, change the world. So start with the first step and look and see what it is about yourself you want to change. Start there. And once you change yourself, you'll see how you can inspire others to change. You can never have anyone change. That's their choosing and up to them to have it happen. But one step at a time, one person at a time, one positive thing at a time, and it can happen. I think of Rosa Parks every time I say that. One little frail woman changing the world in the area of civil rights simply by refusing to give up her seat on a bus to a white person.
You're right. That's a wonderful thing to think of, what we as individuals can do. But not everybody has that kind of mindset and that determination and that when you're an activist, which she was. But what are all of the books, and I'm talking all of them, even though they have many, many different things, there's three things they all agree on. And one of them is to simplify your life. Simplify your life. What are you doing? Or what are you thinking that is irrelevant, that is unnecessary? What are you doing that's making you unhappy? What are you doing that's causing you stress that you don't have to do? You actually, in order to simplify your life, you need to go within. Go within means looking within your own self and saying, do I really need to do that? Do I really want to do that? How can I simplify my life? And one of the ways of simplifying your life is to get off, to a certain extent, all of the technology that we have now. It's very stressful also because things consistently go wrong. And what things you don't have to do, just turn off the computer, turn off the video game, turn off your telephone. I'm not saying never to use them. There's no question that technology has had a tremendous beneficial effect. But on the other hand, it is causing people to be under a tremendous amount of stress and pressure. So simplify your life. That's one thing they all say. Another they all say is quiet time, which usually, but not always, they call meditation. Just sitting quietly with yourself and allowing your mind to drift, not sitting there with the feeling, oh, I got to stop my thoughts. No, let your thoughts come in if they want to come in. Just don't follow them. You just sit quietly and allow yourself to let your brain relax, because our brains are being overtaxed in this day and age. That's two things. And the third, believe it or not, is exercise. Everything is connected, the brain, the body, the soul, the spirit, everything is connected. And when we exercise, we are actually doing something that affects our brain. It releases endorphins. It releases the neurotransmitters that actually make us feel good. But it requires that you do something that you like. If you do an exercise that you hate, that's not going to happen. There's so many different choices, folks, from yoga to Tai Chi to just walking, and especially walking in nature, because nature itself has this wonderful vibration that raises our energy field. We just automatically feel good. Those are the things that no matter what book I'm reading, what article I'm reading, they all include this.
I want to expand on your first tip, which is so very, very important. Simplify your life. what I would say about that declutter. Clutter is something that is not good for your health, certainly doesn't bring joy or happiness. And then ask yourself these three questions. What do you have to get rid of? Very important. If you ask yourself that, that'll certainly help you simplify your life. Two, what do you have to let go of? That's a little different than getting rid of something. There are people you have to let go of, things you have to let go of. So you want to look at those things that can make a profound difference. And what I suggest is getting a journal where you can make all of that as your goals, having it in front of you and on each thing by when are you going to have it happen so that you stay focused. And then the quiet time and the meditation, like Beverly said, yes, that's really important. And you could do that while you're walking. You can meditate. You don't have to be seated. So you could use the walking in a twofold way as part of the exercise and part of the meditation. So, yes, those are very, very powerful tips.
Thank you for that, Joyce. I really absolutely, totally agree with you how important it is. And it's decluttering physical things, is decluttering your mind, and I'm going to say declutter your computer. And the reason I say that, and I don't use a computer now for various reasons, which we're not going to go into now, but I don't use a computer. I did for many years, and probably 18 hours a day on a computer, at least 16 hours a day on a computer. But what I want to say is that I notice when somebody opens a computer and they go into their email and they have about 9,000 pieces of mail in there because they haven't decluttered, there is this feel, I can feel the anxiety that comes from all of that. There's this pleasure that comes, and I'll watch my daughter as she said, I'm just getting rid of stuff, and I can feel the change in the energy as she doesn't have 9,000, but she's had, you know, several hundred pieces, and it just assails you. It's like something that's attacking you. Try it. The idea of decluttering, it's physical, it's mental and emotional, and it's also from technology.
And it's also in the feel of human beings, the people around you that don't support you, that are very negative. You want to declutter those. Those are extremely important as well.
Oh, when you can. And I say when you can because sometimes you're in a situation where there's no way that that person is going to leave your life, so to speak. And what happens then is that you need to choose, in spite of the things that disturb you and bother you, to think in terms of, this person can't help the way he or she is. Let me tell you this. We've done a lot of shows, you and I, Joyce, on programming, mental programming, the brain, the subconscious mind, and there are people that are just programmed in a certain way, conditioned. They function, they behave in ways that just make absolutely no sense to you. When I say you, I'm talking generically, or to anyone in some cases. But the fact is, their programming is such that they're not going to change. And so it is important to actually understand that there are people who cannot change their behavior, and the less you have to interact with them, even though they exist in your life, the better for you. But if you can remind yourself, they can't help it. They can't, you know, and I'm going to say this about human beings anyhow. We're all flawed. I mean, there's nobody who doesn't have any flaws. It's not possible. In the physical plane, things have flaws. But the fact is, if we can be more compassionate, and compassion is one of the things that does make us happier. It calms the mind. It brings more peace. The Buddha, one of the things, the Buddha, who is what we call awake, he said, What am I? I am awake. Awake meaning he recognized that we are really spiritual beings. And we're living in, you know, a physical world that has a lot of issues and problems, and it's duality, and there's things that go wrong, and sometimes our expectations of that everything's supposed to be perfect because we maybe take a course or read a book that tells us if you just think this way, everything changes. It doesn't necessarily change. We need to understand that life is all connected, that there is a law of rhythm, there are things that shift and change, and the more we do meditate, the more compassion that we have, the more we give ourselves that privilege of decluttering, the more we can sort of roll with the punches, accept the things that are not so great, and roll with them and recognize, hey, you know, I love that song, Tomorrow. Tomorrow the sun will shine. Tomorrow it will be different. And as we focus our attention in that belief, things do shift and change for us.
And speaking about that, when we think about the people in your life, and yes, some you can't let go of, it might be a spouse, a sibling that you live with, and you have certain restrictions and obligations, but in many cases, your friends, ask yourself, this is one of my favorite poems, which are you, a reason, a season, or a lifetime? People always come into your life for a reason, a season, and a lifetime. When you figure out which it is, you know exactly what to do. When someone is in your life for a reason, it is usually to meet a need you have expressed outwardly or inwardly. They have come to assist you through a difficulty or to provide you with guidance and support to aid you physically, emotionally, or even physically, or even spiritually as well. They may seem like a godsend, and they are. They are there for the reason you need them to be. Then, without any wrongdoing on your part or at an inconvenient time, this person will say or do something to bring the relationship to an end. Sometimes they die. Sometimes they just walk away. Sometimes they act up or out and force you to take a stand. What we must realize is that our need has been met, our desire fulfilled, their work is done. The prayer you sent up has been answered, and now it is time to move on. When people come into your life for a season, it is because your turn has come to show, grow, or learn. They may bring you an experience of peace or make you laugh. They may teach you something you have never done. This usually gives you an unbelievable amount of joy. Believe it, it is real, but only for a season. And like spring turns to summer and summer to fall, the season eventually ends. Lifetime relationships teach you a lifetime of lessons, those things you must build upon in order to have a solid emotional foundation. Your job is to accept the lesson, love the people anyway, and put what you have learned to use in all other relationships and areas in your life. It is said that love is blind, but friendship is clairvoyant. Thank you, Beverly Nadler, for being part of my life forever.
Whoa, I didn't see that coming, Joyce. As you were speaking, I'm thinking, what a beautiful piece, and how much that piece really requires simplifying our life, looking at things from a point of view with compassion and understanding, and recognizing that things shift and change, and not having to hold on like the relationships you were talking about that suddenly disappear for no reason. Of course, if someone dies, that, of course, is obviously a reason. But other things, and that's also one of the things that leads to unhappiness, is the clinging to something that we had and we don't have anymore, and that we can't get back. No matter how much we think that positive thinking will bring it back, no, there's certain things that are destined to be, and we don't know what they are necessarily. But if we're willing to, I'm going to use the term, go with the flow, to allow life to unfold, to meditate on things, to look inside and move on and not cling to anything, we will find much more happiness. And I want to thank you for that statement that I did not see coming and tell you I consider it an honor and a privilege that we are in each other's lives. It is very meaningful. Friends are very important, but when those have to leave for whatever reason, know that there is something else there and look for that. Seek the things that you truly want, and they may come in the most unexpected places.
And I just want to say that poem, Season, Reason, Lifetime, is by my favorite author of all, Anonymous. Nobody can compete with Anonymous because of all the great works all over the world on everything. My favorite author, Anonymous. Okay, Beverly, back to you. Are there any other tips that you want to share
with us? Yeah, there's some very nice tips. It comes from actually a book. The book was called Operation Happiness, and they say they're simple, and yet if we do them, they make a difference. And one of them is, of course, to be deliberately optimistic. In other words, instead of the glass being half empty, look at that glass as being half full. And when you have a negative thought coming in, you can actually, because you're training yourself, you can actually say, no, I don't have to think that way. I prefer, and whatever thought. Yesterday, Joyce, you talked about you use a specific word whenever negatives come in to your mind.
Cancel, very simple.
Right.
The minute a negative thought comes in, I say to myself, cancel, and the thought immediately gets replaced with a positive thought. You cannot hold the two thoughts at the exact same second, yes, the second before or after. So I go cancel and immediately replace it with the positive.
And it may take you, the listener, not you, Joyce, the listener, a time to do that. And there may be times when you notice that you didn't do that. And then the first thing that might come up for you is to criticize yourself. And I want to say the more that you are compassionate with other people and yourself, the more you recognize that, hey, we forget things if they're not habitual. And you allow that. And the next time, you will be more likely to remember. But if you say, oh, geez, I didn't say cancel, I should have said cancel. No, say, be happy that you remembered. And, yeah, cancel is a good one. Delete is a good one. However you want to do it. But in the moment, change your thinking. And eventually, if you keep doing this, you might actually become an optimist, okay? Prioritize things in your life. You know, we get so overwhelmed with things. I must do this, I must do this, I must do this. And we have a whole list of things. But you know, if you prioritize them and you notice, oh, I can put this one off till next week, or I can delegate this to someone else, or this one I don't even have to do, you put less stress on yourself. And being less stressed makes you more happy. And keep uplifting resources on hand. That is so important. What do we mean by uplifting resources? Books, poems, tapes, video shows that you enjoy. Books that, go ahead.
No, I'm adding quotes. And also,
oh, yes, of course, quotes. And jokes and humor. Oh, humor is so important. Not only is it important for making you happier, it's important for making you healthier. Well, of course, we know Voltaire said that. You know, I choose to be happy. It's good for my health. What happens when you laugh is you actually stimulate your immune system, the thymus gland, and the part of your, I guess, the throat that's active in laughter are right next to each other. And the moment you start laughing, you are actually helping to make your immune system stronger.
And what I was also going to say is my number one piece of advice is to listen to this show every day. And in the wise words of a health guru, Beverly Nadler, I'm going to say here's why and keep my fingers across that the recording will come on. Not going to happen. You don't have a copy there that you could just read it. I went to another site and thought maybe this one would work, but that's not working either.
You'll like that. I do, but I have to find it, Joyce. So you keep talking while I look for it, okay?
All right, keep talking.
Some
what
more
I'll
tips
keep talking.
Or maybe some of the quotes. You
that's
know,
what I was going
that others
to do.
Have made about happiness.
Beverly, that's what I was going to do, was share some of my happiness quotes. I have several, and I love them because they are what inspires me. Happiness is the art of never holding in your mind the memory of any unpleasant thing that has passed. That from, again, my favorite author, Unknown. To be happy, we must not be too concerned with others. And that I want to just say something about that. It's good to be concerned about others, but it's when you lose track of yourself that it takes away from your own happiness. The moments of happiness we enjoy takes us by surprise. It is not that we seize them, but that they seize us. It isn't what you have or who you are or where you are or what you are doing that makes you happy or unhappy. It is what you think about, says Dale Carnegie. Happy people plan actions. They don't plan results. The only joy in the world is to begin. That by Suzanne Pavas. Oscar Wilde, some cause happiness wherever they go. Others, whenever they go. The time you enjoy wasting is not wasted time. That by Martha Trolley Kern. It's an interesting take that if you're wasting time and you're enjoying yourself, I mean, I never thought of that one. It's not wasted time because you're actually enjoying yourself. George Byrne says, happiness is having a large, loving, caring, close-knit family in another city. I wanted to inject some humor. Confucius say, life is really simple, but we insist on making it complicated. And Schweitzer said, happiness is nothing more than good health and a bad memory. Beverly, have you found it as yet?
Unfortunately, because I have 5 different folders, it is not showing up. I know it exists, but we may have to let it go. And I will then say without a poem that the reason you want to be listening to this show is because every single day there is something that will either inspire you, motivate you, teach you something, cause you to laugh. There's humor. Everything that you look for in life that can uplift you is in Joyce Barry and Friends. And that's what the poem was about all of the wonderful things that happen on this show, that there is no other show like it. And I truly, at this point, am upset that I'm not finding it. But we have not only technical problem, it's just not showing up. It is definitely somewhere, and I will definitely locate it, but probably not now. So let's just move on with more tips on happiness.
Yeah, I just want to say this is one of my favorite quotes. It's really important. I'd far rather be happy than right any day. So as a coach, I ask you to ask yourself, would you rather be right or be happy? My resolution number one this year is to let go of right, let go of arguments. I came up with a little poem. I don't want to fight. It's okay that you're right. That's how I deal with it. It's not worth the aggravation, the high blood pressure, the yelling. So I made up my mind to avoid any real disagreements. You can disagree and, you know, when you have opinions on something, but the minute they get contentious, I'd rather not fight. It's fine that you're right. How's that, Beverly?
I love it. I love it. You know, it seems that looking at some of these quotes that I've also found, it seems that some people can't be happy unless they're unhappy. And these people, they want to focus on the negatives. And that's a way that their mindset goes. Avoid those people to the best of your ability, or when they speak their negativity, whatever it is, you come up with something a little more cheerful. And the funny thing is, when people like to be unhappy, they really don't want you to make them happy. That's a fact. that some people just don't. They can't deal with it, and that's not your problem. I think you mentioned before the importance of putting yourself, in a sense, first, because if you don't, but you can't give to others if you don't have a store of love for yourself. Love, you know, you mentioned something about love being the answer, one of your friends, and love is an answer to so many things. And just what you said, not fighting, saying, okay, well, you know, we'll just move on. You have your opinion, I have mine, without the anger. There are lots of anger management courses. There's trainings for everything, by the way, folks. If you find that you have a certain temperament that doesn't allow you to be happy, I'm going to suggest that you get some help with that. I'm a coach on helping people release negative emotions. There are many different ways of doing it, and it's really important because having a positive attitude, even when things are not going the way you want them to, or we have the problems that we have in the world. You know, we look at the problems we have in the world as if they're unique. There has never been a time in recorded history that we're not at war with somebody. I mean, countries at war. It's been that way forever. There's never been a time that there were not floods and earthquakes and hurricanes and pestilence. This is part of the physical plane that we live in. And it's up to us, humans, who decide, I want to be happy in spite of that. I don't want my life to depend on outside circumstances. I highly recommend, by the way, that people listen to yesterday's show because there was so much in there, including some other important quotes. And they just get a sense of what other people have to say and about this happiness. It's something we create within ourselves. And an interesting thing, his name suddenly disappeared. I see this guy's face in front of me, and his name disappeared. One of the most famous comedians in the world, basically, who went from poverty to becoming a multimillionaire. You know who I'm talking about, Joyce. He was looking at the Hollywood sign, and he said, I am going to make $1 million in so-and-so picture by so-and-so year, and he did that.
Jim Carrey?
It sure is Jim Carrey, and I'm getting these.
Because I remember he wrote out a check for $1 million and put it in his wallet. I remember that.
Yes. Well, and after becoming a multimillionaire and having everything he possibly want, recently he went into a whole different way of living, which is a spiritual journey, a real, heavy, spiritual journey. And what he said became quite quoted all over the internet, I guess, that he wishes everyone would have everything that they think they want, have all the money, all the success, all the fame, so that they can realize, as he does, that that's not what it's about. That's not what brings happiness. Yeah, money can help
and
you
folks,
look for happiness.
And folks, while we're on the topic of
places.
Happiness, I want to highly recommend the book by Gary King, The Happiness Formula. Gary's been a guest on our show several times, and I highly recommend his book. The last show, we did one April 24, 17 on the book. Beverly's book, Vibrational Harmony. To be happy, you have to be in vibrational harmony with the laws of the universe. Her website, Beverly Nadler, Nadler, BeverlyNadler.com. So you want to check that out. And you'll see a wealth of information about health and numerous other things. I just want to give you quickly here a few one-liners that I think are quite funny. So here we go. To be happy with a man, you must understand him a lot and love him a little. To be happy with a woman, you must love her a lot and not try to understand her at all. I asked my wife what she wanted for Christmas. She told me nothing would make her happier than a diamond necklace. So I bought her nothing. Nothing would make her happier. So
I love
bought
that.
Her nothing. I told my mom I'm happy, and she said, I didn't know you were gay. So I thought that was very cute. Beverly, did you have any one-liners or quotes that you thought were very special?
A lot of happiness is overlooked because it doesn't cost anything. It's not what we buy. It's not the things. It's something that's inside. In fact, here's one. Happiness is not something you have in your hands. It is something you carry in your heart. And that is really the truth. And some people pursue happiness while others create it. We all have the power to create it. Very, very true.
I like this one. People say money is not the key to happiness, but I always figured if you had enough money, you can have a key made. I thought that was cute.
You know, some of the things that are also will help us to be happy is not to take things personally, and that goes along with, you know, people that disappoint us and upset us and so on and so forth. But people act out of their own consciousness, their own programming, their own conditioning. It's really not about you. That is important, because then you can have compassion and then you can let it roll off. Just like, you know, if you were walking, this is not the same thing, but I'm saying if you were walking through by the side of a mental institution of people who are really what we call insane and shouting and screaming and doing, you wouldn't be upset and take it personally. You'd say, This is what I'm going through right now. I'm walking, I don't walk past it. And you'd be thinking of other things. When people do the things that they do, it's not that they're insane. Some might be, but that's not basically what it is. It's not about you. And if you can develop that that skill of saying, in spite of that, it's not about me, and I'm going to be happy anyhow. And, you know, Abe Lincoln said, a man is just about as happy as he makes up his mind to be. And it's really true. And practicing compassion and practicing kindness, practice that. In other words, when you see people who aren't even that nice, if you can say something nice to them or give them a smile and notice something shifts and changes, you'll actually feel happy for having done that. And you raise your own vibrations. Another thing is this goes to me on the when I said simplicity. Be wary of media consumption. Limit messages. Limit the time that you're on the computer. There's another reason for that, aside from the fact that it's so often causes distraction and overwhelms you. But the fact is, these particular focus, these energy fields, these vibrations, they're not that compatible with the human energy system. And a lot of people actually feel stressed out just because they're in front of a computer too often, or they're on their phone too often, because we, that is humans, have not adapted to these totally different frequencies. We've adapted perfectly to the frequencies of nature, which is why I said get out into nature more. As much as you can, and when you can't, look at pictures of nature, photographs of nature, and you'll actually be able to bring some of that sense of peace into your own
mind. I want
to
see if I have things working at this point before you start to wrap up. One moment. I'm doing another check. Okay, no, situation the same. What message do you want to leave our audience today? What is your message?
My message is through this poem, which is called Happiness is a Choice, that I wrote. Happiness is a choice. Choose it. You have a powerful mind. Use it. Decide that no matter what life sends your way, you look for reasons to be happy each day. In this third-dimensional duality of life, there exists both pleasure and strife. And when you seek, you will find your blessings, though they sometimes are disguised as lessons. Ask yourself, what makes your soul sing? Friends, family, and pets. What pleasure they bring? What made you happy as a young girl or boy? what filled your heart with laughter and joy. You'll always feel happy when you appreciate or when you do yoga or meditate, sing, dance, spend time in nature, have fun, and your happy vibrations benefit everyone. Compassion and sharing, loving and caring, helping people who are in need. Happiness comes from doing kind deeds. Happy people contribute to the greater good. It could be globally or in our own neighborhood. Happy people know we're all sisters and brothers. They don't commit crimes or hurt one another. Happiness is a skill. You must use it, because if you don't, you can lose it. Neuroscientists say happiness changes our brain, and in spite of life's ups and downs, it can keep us sane. When we're happy, dopamine and endorphins increase, and when we're not, these happy brain chemicals can cease. It's a fact that happiness enhances your health, and though it may or may not increase your wealth, happy people know when enough is enough, that happiness doesn't come from buying more stuff. All these reasons and more keep you in the flow, and that's why choosing happiness is the smart way to go.
Beverly, as always, it's extraordinary. You're extraordinary. Great job today. Literally, we decided on the show about 5 minutes before airtime, and just wanted to do more on happiness, and you did a great job with the tips, as always, and I'm glad I chose you to be my friend for a lifetime.
I'm glad you did also, my dear. This has been a pleasure. I look forward to every time that I'm on the show with you. It is a special time for me, and I'm sure that by next time we will find that poem, or I will find it and recite it if you don't get it through the technology. Have a wonderful day, and I want to wish everyone who's listening a very happy and healthy New Year. Bye.
And you and your family as well. So, folks, thank you for listening today. As Beverly alluded to, we had a fabulous show yesterday. I thought I heard the music come on. Choose Happiness, Gary King's book, Happiness Formula. There's just so much information on it. It has no end. And I had a wonderful poem as well to music. I'm happy. I just can't get any of the audios in our studio to work, sadly. But there's always another day and another time. And I always say everything happens for a reason. I wonder what the reason is about when things don't work. And I often think it's just about being tested. We're all being tested. And again, it's not what happens to you. It's how you handle what happens to you. So here is my special prayer for all of you. May yesterday be the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May today be the first day. It is the first day of the rest of your life. May it be the beginning of the very best of your life, with extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make this the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories, and manifesting marvelous miracles. And folks, if you want to be happy, change your physiology at any moment. Get your posture straightened up. Play upbeat music like simply the best, music that makes you happy. Put on shows that make you happy on your TV. I kept shows like West Side Story, Annie. I can play them whatever I want, Seven Brides for Seven Brothers. I keep all this around me because I choose happiness. And I invite you folks to choose it as well. So thank you for listening. To become a loyal listener, go to Joyce Barry, Barrie, and friends.com. And right under my picture on the home page, you'll see it says follow. Simply click on follow. And you will be apprised of every show via email, every topic, every guest, so you need not miss any of them, because you can't join us when we are live, typically at 11 a.m. Today was an exception because of all the technical issues, but all our shows are immediately put in archives. You can hear them 24/7. So we thank you for listening. We appreciate you. Do come back again on Monday for another awesome show. Thank you. God bless you. Have a great weekend and a very happy, healthy, fabulous New Year.